This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. IRI, the English radio, again at your service. Welcome back, dear listeners, to the program For a Better Life. I am Beta, and once again, I have the honor and opportunity to be next to you in this road and long path of having a nice life. As you know, every human being that is born in this world, regardless of its individual or social circumstances, aspires to his own perfection in accordance with his innate nature and his inborn intellect. It actually puts up with all kinds of sufferings and hardships for his hope of a brighter future. Its starting point is deficiency, and its movement is directed towards perfection. It grows and develops with every step forward in the path of perfection. Man's intellect and spirit give such a profundity, power, and speed to his movement towards perfection that there is no time limit to it except eternity itself. So I think you do believe in this point that as human beings, we all have this feature in common. That we are going through this perfection. And even we have some problems like perfectionism, that is a kind of common disease in the new generation that we are saying. Me, myself, I am one of those people afflicted by this disease, which is the disease of perfection. You study hard to become, for example, a physician. You become a physician and you're not satisfied with that. So you study hard to become the best physician in the world. And when you become the best physician in the world again, you're not satisfied with that. So this disease is something really dangerous. There is no end for that. And if you don't cure it, it's going to grow like a cancer into every part of your life and into every corner of your mindset. So be aware of that. But putting this disease aside, going and moving towards perfection itself is not a disease. And not only is it not a disease, but also it's a blessing. And, you know, this innate love for perfection is strong in the human being. And I think we have to keep this strength here. Go for a short break, then we're going to come back for the rest of the episode. Stay tuned, dear listeners. IRIB English Radio, Program for a Better Life. We were talking about the tendency in every human beings to move towards perfection. And actually, we have a glance at the disease of perfectionism. And we talked about it in my own specific experience that I had about this perfection. So talking about this innate love for perfection in human beings, it is strong, but it is also present in the animals. You know, they overcome every hindrance that they encounter in its way, avoid everything that they consider as harmful, and advance towards their instinctive goals. It may be said that all the phenomena that exist in nature, from every phenomenon, from the magnificent world of the galaxies to the beautiful mechanism of human body, all the part of the caravan is a part of this moving toward perfection. A scholar writes something beautiful that I'm going to narrate for you. The wheat plant has been given a movement that enables it to give a greater yield, and a red rose a motion that gives it beauty and aroma. Man too has a motion by means of which he advances on the path of wisdom and love. So, if we observe certain ills that affect the growth of the wheat, or the beauty of the rose, or the purity of the human soul, we must not ascribe them to the motion itself. The universe, of which we find ourselves to be a small member, is moral and conscious. that we do not live in a dark and, you know, disorderly cosmos, that there is certainly a mover behind all these motions, and that there exists a great consciousness and intellect behind all things. And that is sufficient to convince us that life is something great and glorious, and it is here that we can at least prepare ourselves to cooperate and go along with the world's conscious spirit, knowing that opposing it is harmful for our life. There is a mover behind every motion we observe and we don't even observe in this world. So let's go for a short break, then we're gonna come back. Stay tuned.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. It's all I need. Your love is all I need. It's all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need. Oh, 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 oh. Your love is all I need.
Welcome back. Let's go for the rest of our topic. As you know, man's physical development lies behind his will, whereas his spiritual development is voluntary. Hence, it is not worthy of him that man should deviate from the general evolutionary trend of the universe and remain deficient in the cosmic system of progression. It is evident that inner development and perfection is something immaterial, you know. Physical experiment and study lead him to make discoveries of a material nature, but he can never place himself on the highway of perfection and attain to the peaks of spiritual ascension with the means of physical methods. In order that a tree may realize the full potential of its growth, it must be freed of such hindrances to its growth as weeds and rocks, and be provided the benefits of such agents as water, sun, and air, which are essential for its growth. Man too, in the process of developing the different dimensions of his being, like body, spirit, mind, must equip himself with the potent factors that contribute to his ascent towards eternity and infinitude. That is, he must employ them as the means that help him to achieve his ends and combat such factors that hinder his movement towards that goal. So, man must regulate the dimensions of his being in different directions in such a manner that would enable him to meet all his material and his spiritual demands and needs, and live worthily by actually basing his life on a precise and accurately worked out plan. He must build an orderly society free from conflict, injustice, aggression, ignorance, and sin, in which human beings can attain purity, light, and intellectual sublimity and reach the high peak of humanity. Man's being is a turbulent aggregate of various urges. These urges, in their natural and balanced state, are not only not useless or harmful, rather each of them plays a vital role in man's spiritual makeup. However, an uncontrolled and unrestrained satisfaction of these urges is contrary to development. So, should these urges be left free and uncontrolled in a person, he will become a slave of his savage and primordial urges and desires. Falling down from the high peaks of humanity, excellence, and freedom, he will sink into the mire of decadence and destruction. An animal is compliant and submissive to his urges, but a human being is loyal to his interests and obedient to his reason. He has the power to oppose his injurious tendencies and to affirm his beneficial and advantageous inclinations. For in the same way as physical instincts spring from man's nature, so do his positive and truth-seeking impulses originate in his being, giving rise to his titanic spiritual powers that can give birth to purity, dignity, power, and righteousness. I'll be too fervil. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share, he knows.